Calling the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Self Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
Joining me on the bench this week is Joel Piok, Regina native, former O'Neill Titan, now a receiver with the U of S Huskies into his final year with the U of S Huskies. Joel, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good.
Hey, what did you like about football growing up, Joel Piok?
Oh, it was everything. It was just the camaraderie that you have and the ability to honestly be able to deck somebody legally and not have to actually face any responsibility for it, I guess you could say. Being able to score with your teammates and everything like that is one of the best feelings in the world, honestly, and just be able to celebrate with them and share that camaraderie and be able to form lifelong bonds with them.
So what has the sport taught you so far, Joel?
It's taught me that you got to be resilient and honestly that you'll never ever feel comfortable through growth. And a lot of the times you'll have to depend on somebody else in order to actually have that growth within you and to just have that trust factor. And just to be accountable to yourself and to others is just something that I've learned so much from it.
You know, adversity might as well be your middle name, Joel Piok. Your brother was hit by a car in front of your house early on. Your dad went back to Sudan for job opportunities. You had to work at McDonald's, go to football practice, didn't have a car, had to walk to practice. I mean, you've had one thing after another in your life.
Oh, yeah, but honestly, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's made me who I am today, and it's something that all of us have learned through and just grown through with it.
You recently opened up about your mental health issues. Talk about the time you threw up before a track race. That was really, I think, the first time, even though you didn't know it then, that you had anxiety.
Oh, yeah. It was just like some pregame nerves. Like, I knew I cared about the race. I knew I wanted to be well and be great. And it was just something that I knew I had to go through. And it was just a very interesting time because it was just like, you don't expect to throw up. You just think it's going to be butterflies. And then when I finally yacked and then I felt amazing after, it was just like, oh, okay, well, shoot, let's just go run. And from there, just kind of spread on to different places.
But when did you realize it was bigger than just that, when you had issues with anxiety and then subsequently depression, Joel Piok?
It would have been my like third year university, honestly. It was a long time where I just kind of shrugged it off as, okay, this is just a part of the process of being great, I guess you can say. You're trying to achieve something great. And through that time, I was all right with it. But then as soon as I kind of got to year three, I was like, oh, okay, there is something bigger with it than actually just being nervous, because it was starting to spread on to my regular day-to-day life. And as soon as I started attacking it, just with the same resiliency and the fact that I did with football, it just started changing right off the bat.
But you, Joel Piok, gave up football a couple of years ago and went to a very dark place where you thought about suicide. And did you even try to commit suicide?
Yeah, actually, it was the year before I attempted suicide, and then I decided to step away from football just to deal with my mental health. And honestly, that entire year was just so much growth, and it was just weird because it was the first time in a decade that I didn't play football in this fall, so it took me a lot of time just to sit back and be all right with that. And then as soon as I understood what I was actually trying to do with my entire life here, I knew it just became easier for me to actually deal with it head on and to be able to actually get the help that I needed.
I want to go inside someone's mind like that, if you allow me here for a second. Like, how dark a place were you in to try to commit suicide?
It was more or less like I knew I was making a lot of decisions. Like, I was living with a couple of roommates, and I was starting to use rent money that I shouldn't have been using, and I put myself in a position that I didn't want to be in. And it was something that, like, you almost feel like there's no answer to anything, and you start thinking, okay, well, if this is the pain that I'm going to be going through, then bet I might as well just end it all. And it was something that, like, you almost tell yourself a lie that is very, very believable, I guess you can say, that you can never actually get out of a circumstance or you can never do something again. But as soon as you get into that state, it's like just a dark cloud that almost feels like it's never ending. But of course it was going to end. Of course I did get better. Of course I was going to beat it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who helped you? What was the tipping point to turn your life around?
It was my roommate, David Singer. He was the biggest support system I had here. And it's funny because he's also a Regina O'Neill alum too, so we came to U of S together and everything like that. So it'd been right after I actually attempted, he was like the first person I called, and he was there for me throughout all of that. And as soon as we kind of got to that point, it was a tipping point that I knew I had to get better. I knew that he was the person that would be there for me throughout it, and just being able to lean on him and grow is huge.
So Joel, tell me about finding that passion for football again last year.
It was is, I can't even like describe it or put into words, honestly. It's like finding your first love again. Like, it was literally like the first time I played football again, because it was a long time where I was just kind of going to play football to escape my mind. But then as soon as I got back on the field, it was just clarity, and it was like, oh, wow, this is why I love the game. It was just being with the boys, just every single day chasing a goal and grinding and continuing to grow. It was just something that I knew I had to get back to, and I almost forgot how much fun it actually was and like how great it is for just anybody who's in the sport, whether you're an all-star or you're the last man on the bench. It's just, it's loads and loads of great fun and the great opportunities.
What's your goal for this season, both on the field and off the field in the classroom?
No, my ginormous goal obviously is go win a Vanier, and that's going to be something that we'll chase every day, but it's going to be something we'll have to take one day at a time. And then school, I finally get to graduate with my economics degree and hopefully just start being an adult again.
That's awesome.
try to chase that goal as well. So hey, taking it one day at a time and enjoy the last year.
One last question for you. What advice do you have for a student athlete under tons of pressure? My son's about to go away to North Dakota, away from everybody, and I'm kind of nervous as a father. What kind of advice do you have?
Honestly, just let him know, breathe, and trust that he has all the love and support behind him, regardless of how he performs, and just to honestly enjoy the entire process with it, because a lot of the times you start thinking about the what-ifs, opposed to thinking about the what-is at the time, and a lot of people will let the what-ifs take over, but just enjoy the moment, be present in the moment, and don't ever feel like you have to hide anything from anybody. Just be open and allow your teammates to know the real you.
Love you, brother. Can't wait to watch you this year with the U of S Huskies. Good luck in the quest for the Vanier Cup. Thanks for taking time out, Yo Pioch.
Thank you for having me. It was really exciting.